This is John Floridis. Welcome to Musicians Spotlight. Our guest today is Mudslide Charlie. This is John Floridis. You're listening to Musicians Spotlight. I'm very pleased to welcome back Mudslide Charlie to the show. And we have a special show for you today. We are going to be featuring all the members of the group. And I'm just going to run down the names of all the members before we actually get into the conversation. Marco Littig on guitar, vocals, and the main songwriter. Phil Hamilton on baritone, tenor, and alto saxophone, harmonica, and also a songwriter as well. Emmy Kodama, vocals and percussion. Taj Chellen, bass, vocals, and also songwriter. And Roger Moquin on drums and vocals. The most recent album is New and Used, released in November 2014. And just recently peaked at number 12 for 2 weeks in a row on the international blues charts. So if listeners are familiar with the program, Mudslide Charlie has been on the show before. Marco Littig is generally the person who starts the show. We're going to start by speaking with Emmy Kodama and talk about her involvement with the group. And I know that you've been singing with the band for a while.
Well, I think it was in the winter of 2010, Marco contacted me and he was looking for some backup vocals for Ramshackle Soul. So I sang on that with the Black-Haired Angels lineup that he put together, which was really fun. And then just in the years since then, for the first couple of years, we would join the band occasionally for bigger gigs. And then as time passed, I just became incorporated as a regular band member.
Now, what brought blues music to you from the start?
Well, I'm not from Montana. I am from Maryland, and I grew up outside D.C. in an area that is really diverse, predominantly Black community. And just growing up, I heard a lot of hip-hop and soul, R&B, gospel music, and that's the music that I grew up singing along with. I feel like it was a early natural influence for me.
Talk about the kind of the transition of moving from in the quote unquote, I'm making quote marks here for our listeners, backup singer to taking more of a lead role. What just kind of what that was like for you, you know, as a musician?
Small part scary, many parts fun. It's definitely, I feel like the experience of singing with a band just gets more and more fun as time goes by. And now that I am a regular member of the lineup, because I've gotten to be more comfortable with the guys, we're all getting to know each other better, and it just gets richer.
Emmy, I want to hear a little bit more about what it was like for you in your experience with this most recent album and kind of differentiate that experience with what you guys went through with the previous album that you were involved with.
Well, with Ramshackle Soul, at the point where I joined the process, all of the instrumental tracks and the lead vocal tracks were already laid down. Mm-hmm. And Marco had a vision of what he heard, although there was definitely freedom there to add our personal stylings. But to be part of this album of New and Used, be part of it from the inception, developing all of the songs and contributing ideas and trying things out, seeing what worked, what felt right. It was just really fun to be part of the whole creative process. And I also have really done almost no recording before, and that part was so fun and interesting and really exciting, just hearing the multiple layers getting added on, and that just all that texture and just it getting juicier.
Before you left, you told me you love me. I said the same.
Phil Hamilton, who holds down the tenor spot, the tenor slot, so to speak, in the band and also plays harmonica, has been on the program before with, I believe, Frederico Brothers or Full Grown Men, one of those two. And as well, Western Montana music lovers will, of course, remember his participation in the Moonlighters and the Lost Highway Band. 50 years you've been a part of the Montana music scene?
I played my first gig that I got paid for. In Missoula in 1966.
Okay. That's it. We won't count
I'm
the
old.
Years. Yeah, that's a good chunk of time. Good chunk of time. Now, I think most of the time, and I think a good many of the bands that you've been in, you've been holding down the drums. Talk a little bit about what it's like to kind of step away from that role in a group to the degree that you have with Mudslide Charlie.
I've shifted around a lot. I was in on drums for a while during the Moonlighter scare of the 90s. and it's always been, and the drums were my first instrument, but I'd switched around for all those years, mainly harmonica.
Right.
And then I picked up sax again back a while back. And then now in the last few years, I've picked up also alto and baritone sax, which is a monstrous implement of destruction.
Now, let's talk about your harp chops. And I mean, that's very much one of your musical voices. And I've known that for at least 20 years. How would you describe how the instrument has been a part of your life and just kind of what brought you to it maybe from the start?
Carrying around a whole set of drums and cases and stuff is just a lot harder than putting a harmonica in your pocket. That's how it started, really. Now I'm carrying around more stuff than Roger is because all those horns and amps and stuff. I don't know. I'm kind of a caveman when it comes to music theory and really knowing what I'm doing. So I've been winging it since I started.
But you have a very specific idea of what you want. That I do know. When it comes to your sound, your tone, it's something that's very integral to you as a musician.
I haven't thought about it in those terms. it's just what comes out when I blow on it. Mm-hmm. Everybody should have a harmonica. It's a great friend to have around. So I would start out blowing and sucking until it sounded pretty good to me. And then when people quit leaving the room when I'd play, that was a step up. And then pretty soon people would start playing with me and then they would, you know, they would come into the room when I play. And that was a big turning point. The longer I play, the more I just learn what notes to leave out and how to leave some spaces in there. But I kind of listened to it and think, now, if somebody had played that phrase on a guitar or a saxophone, would that be musical? Would it really say anything? You know, just because it's a harmonica doesn't mean you can get away with
that's so
that
true.
Stuff. This is John Floridis. You're listening to Musicians Spotlight. We're speaking today with the members of the band Mudslide Charlie. We're going to be speaking right now with Taj Chelland, who's holding on the bass, is also a singer and songwriter, and also very involved in your own projects for a long time here in Montana, more in the hip-hop genre. You know, obviously, you come from kind of blues, a good blues pedigree here in Montana with, you know, with your mom and with your other involvements in the scene. But talk about how you came to be a part of this group and how you got involved with the project.
I told Marco I wanted to play bass again, so I told Marco if he was ever looking for a bass player, let me know. And I think about 5 months later, he said, "You ready to play bass?" I said, "Yeah." So that was basically it, over a cup of coffee at Bernice's.
And maybe we should specify for those listeners who are not familiar with his mom, Mary Place, who was also a member of the Moonlighters for many years in Western Montana. Talk about the bass in general. I'm always a believer that, particularly with this kind of music, that in a lot of ways, this is maybe the most important instrument in the group.
Well, I used to sleep with my head in a kick drum when there was rehearsals. And my mom always thought I was going to be deaf. She was always concerned about me sleep. I'd take my sleeping bag and a pillow and put it right up against the kick drum. And so I always feel that kind of gave me a sense of rhythm and one of the reasons why I don't hear very well.
But you feel it great, huh?
No, I feel rhythm. So I can definitely attest to the bass, you know, being a key component of driving blues and the rhythmic component.
Beyond hearing your mom playing with the Moonlighters, can you talk a little bit about how, you know, what kind of music influenced you? Let's talk about blues specifically, but also just in general.
Yeah, definitely blues, but I used to listen to James Brown tapes until they just wouldn't work anymore. So I would do a lot of, I would constantly do chores around the house listening to James Brown and just a lot of different blues. Bobby Blue Bland was one of my favorites back in the day. But I was always interested in hip hop too.
This most recent recording, New and Used, it features at least several songs that kind of pull elements of hip hop into the structure and the feel of what the band's doing. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, and I feel that that kind of pulls more from the spoken word component, but definitely it has a flair of hip hop and spoken word. Mm-hmm. So the feel behind it, and you know, hip hop to me was a derivative of spoken word. Say, for instance, like The Last Poets, you know. I mean, it was a really strong aspect of spoken word. So yes, I mean, definitely the roots of spoken word and or hip hop, but it kind of blends the whole genre together when you actually think about the progression of music from the Ivory Coast to Congo Square from there on. So
isolation, apartheid rings out, change. The story hasn't changed since the father, the watcher, cognitive dissonance. Thoughts, actions, behaviors, fear, fight or flight, stress. Shoot first, ask questions later. No benevolence, police state relevance. The blind lead the blind, cognitive dissonance, cognitive dissonance.
Woke up early this morning.
We're going to speak now with Roger Moquin, who's holding down the drums in Mudslide Charlie. Roger, first of all, this is something I didn't know. As I've said, Marco Littig has been kind enough to prepare the questions for me or to at least give me some good hints as to what to talk about. I didn't know you were a graduate of Berklee School of Music and the degree of no pun intended, of your background in symphonic drumming, jazz drumming. I knew. I've heard you play jazz before, obviously, and also been very much involved with West African drumming here in Western Montana for a while. Can you talk a little bit about how some of those elements kind of come together in what you do as a musician in general, and also maybe how that applies to Mudslide Charlie in particular?
I think probably the more diversified your background is, the more You don't just rely on stereotypical, you know, licks and things from different genres. Definitely the jazz stuff made a big difference, understanding musical composition from the, you know, from a complicated and more complicated. I mean, there was, if you're going to go to a music school, they're going to throw you right in the fire. I mean, you're going to be doing ear training and solfege and just, you know, you really explore all the aspects of music.
I want to ask you, Roger, same thing I talked with Emmy about, and that is maybe talk a little bit about the experience with this most recent recording, New and Used, as opposed to the previous projects.
This is probably the first recording I've ever done that actually was, there wasn't like a goal-oriented thing. We just like collaborated for all of these sessions. It was actually really, really amazing, you know. In a way, we figured out all the tempos that we wanted when we went in, you know, what spent a lot of time, a whole rehearsal, just figuring out exactly where we wanted them to groove. And I thought all the grooves sounded, you know, felt good. We all collaborated on, we were adding background parts, you know, all the way through it. Emmy put a huge amount of input into it. It was the first time I really saw the potential, you know, for her ears and ideas. It was cool. Mm-hmm. So it was just sort of these feel-good kind of experiences that I don't usually get in a studio experience, honestly. Usually you're working on this product and it's serious. This was kind of more like a recording party.
This is John Floridis. You're listening to Musicians Spotlight. We're speaking today with the members of the band Mudslide Charlie. So now we come full circle and we're speaking to Marco Littig here, who is kind of the brain behind the whole operations and has been for a long time. And we were having fun teasing you about how you had helped me prepare the questions. And I'm just going to say it's an unusual way to do things. But as I look at these notes here, it's like, wow, this is pretty much everything I would have put together. Let's talk about this project from your perspective, because this is incorporating all these things that have come before. We talked about the first time you were on the show, you didn't have a recording. We got here in the studio and recorded live. Talk about kind of that evolution and how it maybe came to where we're talking to you again today about a new project.
Well, the evolution to where Mudslide Charlie is now is a truly a collaborative effort of five musicians who really trust each other. And from that trust, for me, I feel like I have to control less. So what what Emmy had communicated in regards to the differences of coming into Ramshackle Soul, I had very clear ideas or vaguely clear ideas of how I wanted the song to evolve. And I'd spend the time by myself in the studio working those out and then bringing people in to round out that picture. What we had developed since then, playing live together, was a language and a dialogue of this music that I so deeply love at its center, but by trusting and letting go of a lot of that kind of die-hard, gut-bucket blues perspective that I carry, it allowed the music to become something else. And in fact, what we learned is that it made the music more accessible. Mm. It made people appreciate us more. We found the confidence in that trust to have more voices. So rather than me singing for 4 hours, it was so wonderful to be able to have every musician work in and then work on vocal harmonies and have somebody else take the lead and just kind of handing off the baton of how we tell a story in the course of a night. So an expansive evolution for where it is that we are. And I think it's essentially because we're all really quite healthy people. And we have excellent dynamics and open communication. I mean, things that you would think about in any kind of healthy organization, we feel good about it.
It's so interesting to hear you talk about the band's health, because I think there's a stereotype that there's a certain lifestyle you have to lead in order for it to be authentic blues musicians.
At the center of blues, I mean, everybody has their own relationship to the blues. And for me, it's been built on tremendous empathy. You know, it's an African-American originated art form that has completely and profoundly influenced the shape of American music. And it's born of oppression. Mm-hmm. And I connect empathetically to that oppression and how it's present today. I don't connect it, you know, I connect in it also from its very, on the opposite end, it's a very sexual language, and it's a celebration of mm-hmm. sexuality,
yeah.
With rather than hiding from it, always has mm-hmm. been. And so, you know, on those two intuitive planes, it wasn't connected to drugs or drinking. So, in that vein, it feels like, you know, there's no absence or deviation from what the center of blues is.
Are you still writing while you listen to opera?
That was purely, that's very funny. It's been a long time since I've done that.
Yeah, I always loved that story. It was a great great part of your history on the show. I thought it was great.
The new voice of writing, though, has been being able to take on the voice of a female, because I do write with Emmy in mind as a singer. So then to flip that gender identification has been an excellent challenge as a writer.
This is John Floridis. You're listening to Musicians Spotlight. I'm speaking today with all the members of Mudslide: Charlie, Marco Littig, Phil Hamilton, Emi Kodama, Taz Chelland, and Roger Moquin. New and Used is the name of the most recent recording project. A lot of fun to talk to you, all of you, in the same interview, and wish you all the best. And looking forward to when we get a chance to talk shop again down the road.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, John.
Thanks.
This is John Floridis. You've been listening to Musicians Spotlight. Our guest today has been Mudslide Charlie. If you'd like to contact us, you can do so through the Montana Public Radio website, mtpr.org. You can also contact us through our own website, musicianspotlight.org, as well as through Facebook. Our program is now available as a podcast from those websites, as well as through iTunes. Musicians Spotlight is a production of Montana Public Radio.